Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A Number One Air and Tylock George Laser Eye Care.
There were so many funny responses from P1s about the compound. People commenting on that door that we had right behind our broadcast table that was so squeaky. Every time somebody was in and out of it, it would squeak on the air and you could hear it.
And it was loud.
Nobody would ever grease the thing. Nobody ever stopped the squeak. And that was our one area of ingress and egress right behind our broadcast table. And somebody said, no, you can't oil that thing. That adds to the rustic atmosphere of camping, hearing a double door opening and closing. Yeah, that's that's common in a lot of camping situations, isn't it? Having French doors.
Yeah.
Glamping.
Yeah, we were glamping. We weren't going the rustic camping route. If we were going the rustic camping route, you know, camping is controversial. I want that on a t-shirt. Camping is controversial.
Does anybody camp this time of year?
It is a little bit weird that humans have camped so much over the past, 150 years. Because we create dwellings that are as far from camping as we can get. Because why would we want to live like our ancestors had to live?
Right.
We're trying to get to better environments. And yet for our recreation, we go to worse environments. Why is that?
Well, it's never made sense to me.
But yet a lot of people have very fond memories of camping. I like camping. I'm kind of obsessed with it. And it goes back to what we were talking about, Junior, with the,
that it's in our DNA.
Yeah, our DNA is like we keep trying to recreate these little small little microclimates for ourselves, the little tiny house or the tent.
Treehouse talk.
That's right. And that we just are obsessed with going back to that, with that living off the land in a humble structure. And once again, I want to make sure I'm issuing the dividing line between what we did over the compound, which is glamping, and then what we're talking about now, which is like the rustic camping.
Yes.
But we want to return back to that rustic thing for some reason. And we leave the homes that we spend our whole life working for and the air conditioning systems we put in them and the comfort chairs that we put in them. We leave that when we get vacation. And many of us go out into the wilderness and set up a tent and sleep on the ground.
Because for a millions of years in our DNA, we lived off the land and we lived with the land and close to the land. And it's totally understandable why we have evolved to living in a house with AC and electricity. It's easier and it's safer. But I think we all still have deep in our bones the desire to be in the greenery and to live off the land and to be
nature,
to be that kind of that primitive lifestyle, to experience it.
I know something else about it that appeals to me is the trying to go the minimalist route. Like, I love this idea that everything you need is inside your vehicle as you travel out to your campsite, or that you load it up in your pack, and so you have the, you pick the best flashlight, you have the right cooking gear. You're always trying to get it down to the bare bones basics that you can survive on. And something about that kind of makes you feel like king of your domain when you realize I have everything I need right here. And it's simple and it's pure.
Okay, but if you go camping right now, and let's say you're going to go old school and use a tent.
Yeah.
How do you do that this time of year?
I have no idea.
Man.
Because as we were glamping and had just a taste of the things that make camping such a beating, one is always temperature. You've got to go camping in the right temperature because it can be too hot or too cold very easily.
Yeah.
The margin for error on what's the best temperature to go camping is very, very small.
Yeah.
You really need optimal temperature conditions. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is just bugs. We go to get into nature, but there's one part of nature that just kills you when you're camping, and that's bugs. You're always trying to keep bugs off of you, trying to keep bugs out of your tent.
All those survival shows, seems like that's what gets them.
That's the thing that makes people tap out of survival shows. Yeah. It's like they can create a domicile out of pure rock and granite or something, but yet they'll tap out because I can't stand these freaking mosquitoes.
Even Jimmy mentioned that. Remember that big speech to the Miami football program?
Yeah.
Y'all see me on the survival and those bugs are getting after my ass.
It's crazy.
Yeah, drive you nuts.
I remember watching, I think it was Bear Grylls or somebody like that going into the Amazon. And you think we have bugs bad after a bunch of rain here in Texas when it's swamp-ass summer. But he was in the Amazon, and you were just covered in bugs all the time. And it wasn't just the flying ones. There were crawling ones, but they were just drawn to you, and they would just swarm you at all times, and you couldn't do anything about it. And when I think of that, I really don't understand how our ancestors lived long enough to have us, to go to the hospital and have us. Because they didn't have DEET.
Right.
I mean, what are they doing to keep bugs off of them? Rubbing mud on themselves? What about the parasites in the mud that they had to get? How did they handle all that stuff?
That's a great question. I've always heard the stories, I know you guys have too, of our soldiers in the South Pacific in World War II and how the bugs were as bad an enemy as Japan or anybody else that they were fighting against. How did they sit out in the middle of nowhere just being attacked by mosquitoes for months at a time?
On those survival shows, when they'd show people's skin, and it was like per square inch, they had 3 bites per square inch on every inch of their skin.
Yeah. That would drive you insane.
Yes. Yeah. Which is exactly what it does.
Or make you sick, which, yeah.
It breaks them mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the physical annoyance of getting bitten, but just mentally, they just can't stand it anymore. And they got ant bites in their ace crack.
Oh, ants.
Those big ones, those big ants.
I go in my backyard to tend my vegetable garden for 1 minute, and I'm broken mentally by the mosquitoes.
Broken.
Yes. Well, we also have the added thing of the mental torture of we don't know which mosquito carries the Zika or the West Nile. Like, I'm convinced every time I get bit by a mosquito, that's one. I can feel it. It's coursing into my veins right now.
I'm starting to feel it.
I'm getting the Nile. Yeah, I start feeling like I'm all Niled up because of the one mosquito bite. And is there anything grosser than when you slap the mosquito and you have the red smear of blood?
Your blood.
Yes.
Probably.
You hope.
Maybe. You hope that it's yours. And you're looking at it going, oh, man, that may be some of my neighbor's blood in there, too. And I know he's a little bit loose with the morals. I don't know what bloodborne disease he has. It's just, and we had a little bit of it, too. And we had an area that was well-treated by, you know, Mosquito Nicks was out there. And they did incredible work to tamp down the bugs. But when we've had as much rain as we've had, there's only so much you can do.
Yes.
You are going to be constantly fighting them.
So camping?
And we had... so camping, that's the thing. Is why do so many people still love it when it is such a hardship? You're inviting this hardship. And I haven't even mentioned the third thing that beats you so badly about camping, other than the temperature and the bugs, and that is the dirt. If you've ever gone camping in a tent, it's a constant struggle to keep the dust and dirt out of your tent because that has a psychological factor to you. There's nothing grosser than when you're trying to move around and walk around in your tent and you're just getting that grit all over you. Mm-hmm. You can feel it on your bare feet that you got dirt inside and you're trying to get the dirt outside and there's no really good way to sweep out a tent.
Right.
So then you're having to bring a vacuum cleaner.
Okay, so you get the camper.
And a generator to run it.
The trailer or the camper, you go out.
That's awesome.
That's awesome, but you will spend most of your time where?
in the trailer.
In the trailer, yeah. The AC.
Yeah, you get a trailer to go out in nature, and then you, you spend that time out in nature in your trailer.
You spend the time in yes. the thing that's recreating the home you're trying to get away from.
Yes. It's like the perfect microcosm of being human. It's a bunch of stuff that doesn't make sense with each other and a bunch of incongruencies. But we do it.
Oh, gosh.
We do it, and for some reason it's fun.
Well, we had fun glamping this week for sure.
Oh, yeah. God, we had a blast.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That's the Observation Deck, 631 on the ticket. Speaking of our time at the Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Compound, coming up next, you'll hear Wake Up Call with Gordo, Killer, his tuba, and Dan McDowell.